What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Retail Queen Podcast. This episode is for my brand new boutique owners or aspiring boutique owners. Today, we're going to be going over some things that are going to be able to help you in your journey. First of all, if you're new here, my name is Erica Rhodes. I am the CEO of Hometown Honey Boutique, and I am also known as the Retail Queen. I help small product-based businesses make more money and impact, and I specifically work with a lot of boutiques because I have a boutique, and I have a lot of knowledge to share, and I just enjoy helping women create their dream careers. So a little about me, if you guys don't already know, I started my business in my mom's basement as a t-shirt company. Yes, a vinyl t-shirt company. We were on Etsy, and basically, I started my business because I needed extra money to compete in Miss Kentucky. Yes, that is why I started my business, and I didn't mean for it to actually turn in to a successful, like, full-fledged business, but it just blew up. So we were on Etsy, like I said, and we were shipping to all 50 states, super busy. I was a one-woman show for quite a long time. Side note, I did start this as a freshman in college while I was working full-time at a bank as well, so I was a super busy person. But you guys, we blew up. We were on Etsy, shipping all over, and eventually I was like, you know what, I want to add on some boutique jewelry and some boutique shirts. And you know, eventually I added on the boutique stuff, and I realized that, you know, I kind of like this a little bit better than actually sitting here and hand making all of these designs on these t-shirts. So I ended up shutting off my Etsy shop, and we went full on boutique. 3 months later, I was able to quit my full-time job right after graduating from college because of my business. So I went full-time in my business at 22 years old. And then 2 months after that, while in college debt still, I invested in a mobile boutique. I spent about $12,000 on a mobile boutique, a 20-foot Vino's trailer that was already built up as a mobile boutique. We traveled to New York to pick it up, and that was quite an adventure, but we ended up traveling to different events and doing different pop-ups and popping up a lot in my hometown. So that was really successful as well. People in our town had never seen like a mobile boutique before, so it was really interesting to them. And then 1 year later, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of getting tired of working out of this trailer all the time. I would kind of like to have a storefront, because when it's winter in Kentucky, it's super cold. And when it's summer in Kentucky, it is blazing hot. So I kind of like need an indoor space where I can have air conditioner or heat, like depending on the season. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to open up a store because I want a space for myself. I'm tired of working from home and out of this trailer. So I opened up my brick and mortar, and yeah, we've had a brick and mortar. We still use our mobile boutique for events. So I do monthly events. I don't know if you guys know this, but I also host events here in our town. And so small businesses can come and set up and sell their stuff. It's been really successful. And then of course, we also have our website and our app, and we ship all over the place still. So it's been a journey for sure. But I've loved every minute of the journey. So like being a boutique owner, I didn't mean to become a boutique owner, but it is truly a dream job for me because I get to help women feel more confident and empower them, like not only through the clothing, and it's not at all about the clothing for me, you guys. It is really about helping people feel more confident and really just creating a community with our social media and connecting with people. Not only that, but I get to source amazing products for people in my community that might not have them otherwise. So for example, last last year, 2020, we sold a ton of masks and hand sanitizers because they were sold out literally everywhere, but luckily we could get them in. So we were able to source those products and provide them for people in the community. Now that is like a super extreme example that's probably not gonna happen very often with being like sold out in major stores like that. But you guys, also like we're able to source really cool clothing and jewelry and gift items for people that wouldn't have them otherwise. They wouldn't have access to them otherwise. So I just think that is so cool that through my job, through my career, I can provide that for people. So obviously, since I am the CEO, I get to work when I want. I get to work wherever I want. So right now, I'm literally sitting in my car, and I can work from my phone, and I can work from my computer basically anywhere I want to. That's not including me like actually working in my store and shipping out items. I do have people that help me with that now, but you guys, I can work on the online stuff from just about anywhere. So I love the freedom aspect of it for sure. And then obviously buying, shopping for your store, for my store, it's so much fun. I get to see all the newest trends and just bring in products. And the really cool thing about owning your own boutique is like you get to pick what products you actually bring in. So if like you are involved with a MLM or a company or, you know, something like that, you don't really get to like source and pick the actual products that you bring in to your business, which, you know, it could be a good thing if you don't actually like doing that, but I really like doing that for sure. And if you are somebody that's thinking about starting a boutique, there are different types of boutiques you can start. You don't have to just start the same boutique as the same person down the road. You could do children's, you could do a gift, you could do jewelry, you could do plus size only, you could incorporate men's. You know, it's totally up to you and what feels best for you, which is so cool. You guys, you get to create, you get to make the rules, you get to decide all of that stuff. So please, if you are somebody that is just getting started, don't look at other people in your industry. Don't look at their stuff because you will want to do the same thing as them because you think that's what you're supposed to do. Don't do that. You guys, if you are following somebody that is technically like in your industry and doing the same type of thing as you, unfollow them because it's definitely going to take away from your own ideas and creativity. So don't be comparing yourself to other people in your industry. And I know it is hard as a human to look at somebody and be like, well, they're doing it, shouldn't I be doing that too? No, you don't always have to do what other people are doing. There's mostly not rules in business, like besides actual like laws and paying taxes and all that kind of stuff. But as far as how you run the business, you guys, it is totally up to you. So don't feel like you have to follow someone else's exact footsteps. So mistakes I see from newer boutiques. The number one thing and the first thing that happens is they don't get the education they need when first getting started. They basically wing it and maybe make a couple of Google searches, maybe YouTube some stuff, and they totally just wing it. That's the number one mistake I do see. So when I first got started, I had no idea what I was doing, and I was one of these people. First of all, I bought some random stuff, 2 shirts and a dress. I started out with 2 shirts and a dress, didn't invest a lot of money, which is totally okay. You can totally do this. But I didn't know how to price things. I didn't know what type of items to buy for my specific store. So I was kind of just like winging it. And a couple months in, I invested into a boutique program with an actual person that had been in the shoes that I wanted to be in. So from there, I was able to learn everything I needed to know to be successful. And that's one of my number one tips, is to always educate yourself and never stop learning. You guys, The second biggest mistake I see is pricing. A lot of people just starting out think they have to charge barely anything to get people to buy. That is totally false. If you are starting out super, super, super cheap, you aren't going to make a profit. And when you don't make a profit, you can't invest back into inventory. You can't invest into your business, and you can't invest into your education. You can't pay yourself. It's just not good. So you definitely want to make sure that you are pricing your items correctly whenever you first get started. You don't have to be the Walmart of your industry. You do not have to be the cheapest in order to be liked or in order for people to buy from you. You need to have quality and, you know, great customer service, but you definitely don't want to be the cheapest. And then number three is a buying strategy. So I remember the first pieces I bought, but I also remember the first time I went to market and I had no idea what I was doing. So I just bought all of these random pieces that did not sell very well at all because they weren't what my customer actually wanted. They were just items that I really liked. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about too, is like your customer base might not like the same exact thing as you. And that is hard as a buyer to go and look at things and you're like, oh wow, like I really like that. I would really wear that. But would your customer buy it? So we need to be buying what sells instead of buying, you know, just what we like. Because, you know, my girls specifically are very casual. And my customer base is honestly 30s and up, you guys. Mostly like upper 30s, 40s. I do have a lot of customers that are in their 50s and 60s as well. But I'm not even 30 yet. So my customers don't always like the same things that I would necessarily love or wear. And this is a legit thing, you guys. So buying, a strategy for buying is so, so, so important. So you don't waste money buying things that aren't going to actually sell for you. So if you're somebody that is serious about starting a boutique or even adding on boutique items to your existing business, I've said this before and I will continue to say it again. It's always, always, always so much easier to get the education you need from somebody that's been in the shoes of where you want to go. So that's why I teach people. I have an entire course on starting a boutique and adding all boutique items to your existing business. So if you're listening to this, during the week of March 15th, 2021, I have something really cool because I don't usually do this, but you can actually take this course whenever you want, usually. However, starting this Sunday, I'm going to be running this course live and I'm going to be giving live group support for those of you that go through it during the next 6 weeks. Okay, so you're going to want to go to www.retailqueen.org/dreamboutique. Or I'll put the link in the show notes for you. Go ahead and get signed up. We start Sunday, March 21st, 2021. Now, if you're listening to this past that time, you can still take the course on your own time. You just won't get that extra group support. But this is literally everything you need to know to start your boutique, grow it, and then create a plan for continued growth. Everything you need from buying, pricing, you know, all of that stuff. That's what I teach in the Dream Boutique course. So super excited for those of you that are jumping into this and jumping into the boutique world. And I cannot wait to teach you all things boutique.